Pakistani officials say they have ordered provincial officials to begin closing down Jamaat-ud-Dawah offices and facilities, but it is unclear how far-reaching the crackdown will extend. The prominent Islamic charity claims to operate 172 schools with more than 20,000 students in all major Pakistani cities. The group also says it runs 6 hospitals and more than 100 medical clinics. Prime Minister Yousaf Raza Gilani released a brief statement saying Pakistan would fulfill its international obligations under a UN resolution that calls for freezing assets, banning travel, and stopping arms shipments to terrorist groups. On Wednesday, the UN accused Jamaat-ud-Dawah of being a front for Lashkar-e-Taiba, the militant group blamed in the Mumbai attacks. The world body also added 4 individuals to the banned list for links to the LET. One of the 4, Jamaat-ud-Dawah leader, Hafiz Mohammed Saeed, told reporters Thursday that the United Nations had hastily passed judgment on his organization. He says, "We do not accept this judgment." He says the United Nations did not bother to listen to Pakistan or to our party in this decision. Saeed said the group will petition the United Nations to reconsider. Jamaat-ud-Dawah describes itself as a conservative Islamic charity that focuses on serving needy Pakistanis. It played a significant role in the massive relief efforts following Pakistan's devastating 2005 earthquake in Kashmir and more recently in the earthquake in Balochistan. But the group has also long been suspected of serving as a front for Lashkar-e-Taiba after it was banned by the Pakistani government in 2001. During his live news conference in Lahore, Hafiz Mohammed Saeed denied his group has any ties to the banned militant group. He says, "We are a Pakistani group with offices here in Pakistan." He says Lashkar-e-Taiba is in Kashmir, but he says it has no office or facilities or anything like that in Pakistan. U.S. officials describe Lashkar-e-Taiba as one of the largest and best-trained terrorist groups fighting India in Kashmir. In 2006, the United States declared Jamaat-ud-Dawah a front for the LET and listed it as a terrorist group, but the action had little effect on its activities in Pakistan. Barry Newhouse, VOA News, Islamabad.